The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
This guy, Professor Naveed Sattar, he is the head of the British government's obesity programme. And he said menus in restaurants should be adapted to include smaller versions of meals that contain fewer calories for women than men. Dreena Allen of the Ballymaloe Cookery School. Good morning. Oh, good afternoon. Sorry, I'm on the wrong end of the day. How are you, Dreena?
Very well, thank you.
Someone came in a restaurant and gave you a smaller portion than me sitting next to you, what would your reaction be?
Well, I probably would be delighted, but actually that's sort of really not necessarily the issue. So I'm really fascinated by this because it's, in a way, it's a hugely serious issue. The growth of obesity in all of our countries. But in a way, this is, for me, it's just, and I'm not a bit opinionated, as you know, it's just tinkering around the edges, really. So in a way, we have to, I would suggest we need to go back and look, and it's obviously complex, otherwise it'd be much easier to solve, but we have to go back and look at when this all started. It sort of interestingly coincides to a great extent with a hugely successful marketing campaign to make us all think that fat was the main problem. But apart from that, what's really needed to a great extent is to have, for everybody to have, and I don't know how this is going to be done, to have access to really nourishing, wholesome, nutrient-dense food. Because you see, so much of the food nowadays that people are eating are ultra-processed foods, and it's jolly difficult to avoid them. And of course, they're not by accident. It's not by accident that they're, you know, made to be more delicious. People crave them. They're addictive. And of course, that kind of food is now much less expensive than nourishing, wholesome food. So, you know, think of it yourself now. If you eat a slice of really good homemade bread, it could be even soda bread, or it could be sourdough bread or something, and you eat that and you feel you've eaten something. You can eat 5 or 6 slices of sliced bread and nothing happens. So real food is actually more satisfying, more nourishing. So you just don't feel like eating a huge, huge helping of it and so on. So I doubt if this is going to solve the problem.
It's all about restaurants more than anything else. But the problem is, if you are paying, and people do have to pay a lot to go out these days, and that's not the restaurant's fault, that is just life, you want to see value for money on the plate. So if you come out with a kind of a small half a quail and a tiny potato gratin, you're going to feel hard done by, aren't you?
Well, you might or you mightn't, depend how good it is. But I really object to them putting over the responsibility onto chefs and restaurants. That's not okay either. I mean, you know, in Ballymaloe, actually, we have always had a policy since the very beginning of doing slightly smaller portions, and everybody gets asked whether, you know, they would like a second helping or a second or third helping. So in other words, those of us who don't want a huge, big heap of food on our plate and aren't necessarily going to be able to finish it and feel bad if we waste it, if we get a smaller helping but have the option of having a second helping, well, that works out better for everybody. And in many ways, it's much more, there's less waste, so it's much more good business sense. But it's interesting in a way, there are several interesting things happening as far as I'm concerned. One of them is that at the moment, the city of San Francisco has filed a historic lawsuit against 10 ultra-processed food manufacturers seeking restitution and civil penalties on behalf of the public to help local governments to offset astronomical health care associated with ultra-processed consumption. So now this is the beginning of a change. So at last, many of the companies who've been for years profiting, you know, to a great extent at the expense of our health for decades are now, should really, in other words, be responsible for the cost of obesity and for the for the upkeep of our health services. So there's a much bigger issue here than big and small helpings in a restaurant.
There is, and you're going to have a time, Dorina, where maybe some of the people in the restaurant restaurant will be on Ozempic or Mounjaro and whatever, and then they don't want a big plate of food, but they do want a plate of tasty food. And the people on the other side of the restaurant then might look at the same plate of food and go, they're not getting value. You know, we need to work. Do we not need to go back to the purpose of the restaurant, which is taste? You're supposed to go to a restaurant to eat something for delicious food that tastes different to what you would do at home. And the size of it shouldn't matter.
Well, you have a point. There's no question about it. Yeah.
So where do we go? Where do we go? Where do we go with this?
Well, I think you know, one size doesn't fit all. You go to some restaurants, and they have a policy of huge helpings, and they don't mind that half the customers can't eat it all and want a doggy bag to take home. So that's a policy, and then other restaurants have a policy of smaller things, of smaller helpings. So and people can ask, can't they, as well? I mean, I regularly ask for a half helping, but that's because I don't have the appetite to eat quite as much as I used to years ago.
To be fair,
but in the end, it's about nourishment and deliciousness. You're quite right. Yeah.
It's always must be terrifying for any restaurant to look at you and go, are we pleasing? She's asking for a doggy bag. Does that mean she didn't like it? Does that mean she genuinely likes it? I want to have more of it at home. Doreen, you're heading towards Christmas. I mean, it's a busy time of the year in the cookery school, I'd imagine.
Well, it is indeed, and we have a whole series of the 12-week students are going to do their exams at the end of this week, and then we have 2 weeks of short courses coming up and so on. So it is a busy time, you're quite right. But the other thing I want to tell you about, because I think this is such an important issue, the whole obesity thing, that at last now, and this started in California, doctors are beginning to prescribe food as medicine for chronic diseases, boxes of fruit and vegetables and so on, and people get those on their food stamps too. So this is also something, something that's very heartening, because I think we're going down the right road now, looking at our food as our medicine, pay the farmer for healthy, and indeed the restaurateur for healthy, nourishing food, rather than having to give it to the doctor or the chemist. The less we spend on food, the more we spend on meds in the end.
Absolutely. Doreen Allen, lovely to talk to you as always. Pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us, Doreen Allen of the Ballymaloe Cookery School there.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.